Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Ashley Vincent from Color Carbon County. We're going to be doing a bit of a year in review because it has been a major year for Color Carbon County. Ashley, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You know, it's always an exciting time when, you know, you come into the year, you have one coloring book published, Cover and Helper. And this year, just rapid growth spawning from that. And it all kind of got started. I believe it was about April, May when you had the ribbon cutting with the Chamber of Commerce. That felt like a major turning point for your organization.
Yes, it was. Being a member of the Chamber has really boosted Color Carbon County.
You know, it's a great network to have lots of resources come alongside with the Chamber of Commerce, lots of contacts, and it really helped spread that book far and wide. And, you know, it came at the perfect time, too, because that was right when you were debuting your children's book, Big John's Secret to Being Big. That was one of my, it was a good book to come out this year. I read through it. I was quite fond of it, honestly.
Yeah, it's cute. Thanks to my daughter. It was her idea. She loves Big John, so... yeah, that was a big success, and with, you know, connecting with the Chamber and doing the ribbon cutting for that book and just being recognized as a business locally, lots of connections.
You know, and then shortly after that, you had the opportunity to become a full nonprofit, so tax-exempt status coming alongside it. That was a major milestone for this organization, because I know that's something you had been pursuing for a while leading up to that. So what was it like finally receiving the word that you had become a nonprofit?
Oh, it was kind of a breath. I can finally relax. It was a lot of work trying to get it to become a nonprofit, but that also opened up a lot of doors, lots of opportunity for funding and stuff. So,
you know, and that's one of the big things when you're a nonprofit, especially trying to start out and become officially certified as a nonprofit. Mm-hmm. Hunting that funding can be hard, but you guys have done an excellent job in promoting yourselves locally. I mean, you talk to most people around here, they know who Color Carbon County is. They've seen the coloring books, or most of them even own the coloring books. So you guys have done an excellent job in establishing yourselves early as an organization that people are starting to turn to pretty heavily.
Yes, actually, people, when they meet me, I say, do you know the Color Carbon County coloring books? And they're like, oh yeah. And I say, that's me. So they know those more than my own face. So,
you know, there's pros and cons to that, because I totally understand where you're coming from with that. But it's nice to see that people are getting a hold of these books, and you're making an impact on the area. So you have the ribbon cutting, you release the children's book, you become nonprofit, and then after that, you release your second coloring book covering Price and Wellington. That was a major milestone, having that second coloring book release.
Yes, and it was a lot of work, and I'm really glad that it's out there. And if anybody is interested in purchasing any of my books, they can get them at Book Cliffs.
Yeah, over at Book Cliff Workwear, you're going to be able to find them there. And it's a great way to connect with the community and support a great cause. Because let's talk about some of the non-coloring book and non-children's book things that you do, because you guys are active and involved in the community. So what happens on like a day-to-day basis for Color Carbon County?
Well, we have a board, so we're, you know, constantly in communications with that, just planning what our next steps are, and there's a lot that's happening, a lot that's coming from this. The coloring books, they're really cool, but they're not all about, you know, that's not just what we do. That is just a small puzzle piece of the big picture that we've got going on.
Yeah, no, there's so much more, like you mentioned, that goes into this, and one of the big things that you've been doing is you're getting local kids interested in art. And that's something that, you know, a lot of kids, especially when they're younger, have an interest in it, whether it be coloring, whether it be painting, whether it be drawing. They have an interest in it, but sometimes they just don't have an outlet to really go out and help perfect these skills or try and learn more. So this is a great organization for the kids in the community to help learn more about art, about color. It's great.
Yeah, so our biggest goal when we first started this was to get the kids into the community and creating. So there's a lot that's about to happen. The racetrack that's by the airport, Color Carbon County kids are going to be painting a mural there next year, which is a big deal. We're also just expanding more than just youth. So we're going to be working with active reentry as well to bring paint along nights to them. So,
you know, that's something that's going to be very fun, kind of branching out from kids to more adults in the community through Active Reentry, who offers so many great services already. And this is one more tool in their toolkit and one more way for you to help promote yourself as well. So looking ahead to 2026, we've recapped a very busy 2025 for you. Mm-hmm. What are the goals heading into 2025? We talked about the mural. We talked about Active Reentry. What else is coming for Color Carbon County?
Well, we just purchased a trailer, and we're going to convert it into a travel art studio for all of the events that go on, you know, Helper Vibes, the art festival, all of that. And we are going to be providing free art projects at those events. We are also going to be doing, hopefully, regular paint-alongs with Active Reentry. We kind of touched on that a little bit. We are also looking for a permanent location. So we're looking for a commercial property to move in, and we're going to be offering low-cost art classes to homeschooled elementary students, as well as art clubs and adult paint-along nights.
And, you know, that's exciting. It's good to see a nonprofit that, you know, you've already found so much success early on, but you're not stopping there. You're continuing to push forward. You want to see this grow, and I know the community wants to see it grow as well. Now, Ashley, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave the listeners off with?
No, just thank you for all your support. We are actively seeking donations, so just hit me up on Facebook or whatever if you have the ability to help donate to that. So,
well, Ashley, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate
it. It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Again, our guest, Ashley Vincent of Color Carbon County. We're talking about a very busy 2025 for the organization and what things are going to look like heading into 2026 for the nonprofit. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.